Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on today. I have my co-host, I have my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to listen to the Alfreda Love Show, because we have a very special guest. But first, let us go to Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. And we thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless each person who's on the line, that you bless our guests, and all of those who will listen in the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I want to introduce our guest. Miss Reed is a woman making moves, and she's excelling at everything that she does. She's a model, a vocalist, a makeup artist. She's worked with many great artists in Hollywood. She's worked with producers. And without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others Miss Reed. Miss Reed, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much, Ms. Reed, for joining the Alfreda Love Show. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all. How are you all?
Great. How are you? All right, Ms. Reed, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Well, I'm a country girl from a city of Chicago, and I've been born and raised in gospel music and gospel ministry. Right there on 45th Place and Princeton Avenue, I am in Evans. And I thank God for my family and the legacy that we have, because it's opened many doors. As far as with me, I continue to take my part of that ministry into the arts. I have found it just for entertainment. It is, oh my goodness, we're going on 20 years old. So, been around for a long time, acting, singing. I'm a retired plus model, and I do a lot of casting. My heart is behind the scenes. I like being on the stage. I like being, on the scene as far as for TV and film, but it's something being on the opposite side when you're helping to build something, you know, with film, with stage productions, with TV shows. That's where the real ministry is, because for me, it is. And I believe you can see God in everything. So that's me. Look, the footnote version. The footnote version is that, you know, and still being able to be mom to my kids and even now grandma to two.
Okay.
So to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. That's good. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to work with Hollywood greats such as Miss Angela Bassett, Robert Townsend, Faison Love, and more?
Oh, my goodness. I gel with people, just people. and working with them, they just as silly as I am, especially working with Tommy Ford. He calls me Trouble, and I call him Shorty. And if you knew how tall that man is, I come almost to his knees. But I, but to work with artists on that caliber, A and B list artists that have a relationship with the Lord that is very down to earth. They don't have that air, that Hollywood air, if I may use that term.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, from the heart type of people. That's what I enjoyed about them. You know, when we worked on A Voice in Men, Angela Bassett was our leading lady. Her and Robert Townsend was not just our executive director, but he was also the leading man. And when she came on, everybody didn't know what to expect. You know, eyes was big, and it was like, oh, my God, type of feeling, you know.
Right.
It's Angela Bassett. And she's like, I'm just like y'all. You know, even down to when we were getting ready for one of the scenes and her stockings ripped. And mm-hmm. Michael Stein, who was phenomenal, he was our guy that was over wardrobe. And he said, oh, my goodness, I need to get somebody to go downtown to State Street, you know, into Marshall Fields. But she's like, why are we going to Marshall Fields? Isn't there Walgreens right there? So I wear Walgreens 50-cent nylons, you know, I can do that. And we kind of just got really quiet, and then it was like this big laughter in the air, and we knew that, oh, she a sister girl for real. Like, yeah,
right.
I'm not bougie. So I've been blessed to not have to encounter those type of Hollywood airs with everyone, and they've been so awesome to me that they have poured back into my life to call me not just friend but sister. So I appreciate those people along the years, and we may not see each other often, but when we do, we pick up right where we left, and I appreciate them for that.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's good. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the arts program and how it functions in the community?
Well, the arts program is something I got together with some other artists that wanted to do something big in schools. And my children have been out of Chicago public schools for some time. They're all grown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw something changing as my two younger two were in school. They started to remove after-curricular activities. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to after school, there's still something you could do, you know. They even started, there's a program in Chicago, After School Matters. They were starting to kind of eliminate that because of funding. If the children are our future, why are we always cutting the finance for our future? We can't cut the finance for our future or we'll have a lost future. And that comes, you know, starts demise. So we wanted to do something in the schools that could bring some life, give the kids something to do, not just be latchkey kids going home and who knows what, you know, getting into stuff or stuff just being attracted to them, you know. So I was asked by playwright and director James Mack. He is from the west side of Chicago. He had a school. It was a private school. He asked me would I come there and start a program and work with their kids. So that's how arts was born. And I had them in different sections. Those children that were interested in acting, we did that. Those that were interested in modeling, I taught them the ABCs for that. And those that like to write or do spoken word, I had something for everybody. And when the little kids saw, oh, this is acting, you know, when I had them start with just simple things like breathing exercises and how to use their mouths to enunciate and pronounce certain words, they were like, oh, my goodness, I just want to be on TV. You know, I just want to be in movies. But when I started showing them the basics on how to get there, Everybody, it amazes me, even adults, how when they see the foundation of how to get there, that's when they start to think, do I really want that life? And that's what art does. Art starts you at the beginning to make sure this is something you want to do. If you want to be in the arts, it takes money. It takes time. It takes talent. And even if you don't have any talent, I believe, God, that everybody has something, being on the stage or on the film or on the TV may not be your ministry. You may have strength to be behind the scenes. So I even was teaching them how to accept the fact that everybody don't have to be a face, but they can be a name behind the scenes. And that's right. What art did. You know, we worked from grants, and those schools that did not have grants, we had a small stipend. And whenever I get invited to bring that program to the different schools, that's what I do. I've yet to be in a high school, you know, but I've always been privy to go into the grammar school, charter school, public school. I have not done one of them just yet, but the private schools and the charter schools have been the biggest ones to come and ask me, how can you help our kids? Our kids need something. They're very talented, and they have something that they can give to the arts, whatever their heart's desire. So that's what I do. That's all arts is. Arts is the foundation of the arts, showing them how to be successful in it and how they can even use some of the same lessons that I teach them in their everyday life, getting regular jobs in corporate America. It's all crossover.
That is great. Okay. Good job. Now, you've worked with plays, stage plays, with notables such as Sean Henderson, Lynn Parrott. What has been your most memorable experience with that? Uh-oh.
You start with them two. That's like the Jekyll and Hyde, the little... No, they're awesome. I love both of them. They're very comical, especially Lynn Parrott. I love working with her. She is a dear friend, a sister, and I thank God for our meeting. You know, I tend to meet people, and God has something bigger for us. You know, she's a perfect example of being referred to her because her production needed a makeup artist.
Uh-huh.
And I went on as her makeup artist. And now here it is. I'm one of the longest characters in her stage production in Due Season. And Due Season is her production on domestic violence. And
right.
When she brought me on to be her makeup artist for one of her other plays, not plays, but film, Heart's Desire, we were talking, and she said, I have a production, and when she told me about one of the characters, Carla Levy, I was very transparent with her, and I said, I am Carla Levy. And she just looked at me, so she's like, I want you to audition. And it's been like history ever since then, because the day of the audition was the day her daughter, her oldest daughter, was murdered as a victim of domestic violence, and her and her husband, they did not know. And so that's when her journey became different. And Lynn and I have been on a quest ever since then to make sure that that crime has a voice. It's a very silent crime. And we make sure it has a voice. So working with her has been a ministry, because now she took her pain and made it a purpose, you know, a passion to help others, not just women, but also men that are victims. And not all of her productions are dealing with domestic violence, but she uses the art to get in people's face. You give them a story, a tagline, they'll listen. You know, I enjoy working with her, and she makes it easy. I've worked with a lot of different playwrights, and stage is totally different from film. And right. Working with her has been a beautiful experience. Another one that I enjoy working with a lot is Barry Bowles and Brian Hooks. that traveling with them was off the chain. Anybody that knows Brian Hooks knows that he's a comedic actor more than anything. Uh-huh. And when he decided he wanted to do something different and take a project on tour, that was the shortest year of my life. It went by so fast. And when you work in this industry, a lot of times you get tired of the people that you work with, your cast, the crew, especially when you're in confined for too many days. But we find ourselves even today looking for each other. When we gonna do something again? We gotta get together. And when we get together, it's like a family reunion, you know. So I've right. been really fortunate to have more people like them, even with Sean, looking to reconnect with him soon. Sean Henderson, he left Chicago and now he's down in Florida. And hopefully and prayerfully, we will be working together soon. Recently, I've been doing a lot of work with Dr. Kyle Miller of Positive Images in Christ. And they're known for doing a lot of musical theater, you know, not just Dreamgirls and The Wiz type of deals, but he goes deeper. He does things like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, you know, he's straight Broadway. And I've been very fortunate to work with some awesome people and bringing in city notables that, you know, even working and doing things that are different. For instance, Alvin Daniels, he has a project called Preacher's Kids, Untold Story, which is like In Living Color.
Okay.
You know, it.
Right.
He goes and he literally interviews these high-profile ministers, and then he has wonderful comic actors like myself to come and act those out. And it literally is comedic timing always on point. Everybody is having that in tune. You never get the same thing. But I don't care what denomination, you always have a mother too sweet. You always have a deacon pray too long. You always have them. You always have that. And we're able to bring those things to life, those characters to life in a comedic way where people in the church can laugh at ourselves, with ourselves, and have a good time in it, you know, especially when they see, oh, my goodness, that was my pastor's story. Oh, I remember when that happened at the church. That is what it has been about. You know, Afrida, when I tell you, I have been really honored to work with a lot of the most humble and talented playwrights. I kid you not. I think I can't even remember someone that was just bad. And if after 26 years of doing this,
wow.
They have been erased from my mind. If I have worked with somebody like that, I don't remember them.
Uh-huh, right. You don't want to remember them. Yeah.
No, not
okay.
at all.
Now, you kind of spoke about this, but you like to have fun, and you're kind of known to be a comic yourself. So tell us a little bit about what topics you cover when you, you know, when you practice your comedy or when you're at comedy shows.
I have no clue what you speak of. I'm quiet and shy.
Yeah. I could tell.
I never see it at the same time, you know.
Right.
I've talked about, I like to share my life. And when you share your life, people can laugh at you. And I'm real known at always exposing my family. My kids, they gotta get shamed. But, oh, yeah, I'll talk about them in a minute. And even poke a little fun with my own Christianity and everything. You know, I'm good at saying, you know, me and God have to have a talk.
Right.
He keeps telling me in the Old Testament, I'm trying to get to heaven. I'm trying to do what he told me to do. He said, bring him all the fat to the storehouse. I don't understand why I keep getting fatter and I keep going to the storehouse. It's a problem. You know,
right.
I try to share things that I'm not the only one that has a about. You know, I have questions
right.
about. You know, I talk about my children, how they tend to think that I like them all the time. I say, no, I don't like you. I love you because I'm supposed to go to heaven. He told me to love. That's the most important.
Right.
So I pick those kind of deals. Even with, you know how a lot of folks are ashamed or shy away from government officials and anything political. Oh, I talk about that too, especially being able to work for President Obama's 2012 campaign. They put me over all the churches in Ohio, and they kept warning me because they wanted me to be one of their top spokespeople, you know. Better watch what you pray for. Well, you know there are certain things, Miss Reed, you can't say in the church. All right, I'm going to go to the edge of the cliff. I ain't going to jump over.
Right, right.
You know, so I try to talk about things that will help people relax and laugh at themselves. Be comfortable. That's all it is.
Right.
If we can learn how to laugh at life, it would help us live longer. We would be able to heal some of these ailments we have. And we would be able to talk more to people. You know, it's so easy to look at somebody with a smile than be scared looking at the tail from the crib because somebody looks like they've been sucking on lemons. Just because you ugly, that don't mean you got to be ugly. I mean, really, everybody ain't born cute, but at least if you have a cute disposition, it's all right to have a nose on the side of your left ear. I'm okay with that.
Right.
You know, so with me, it's not a routine. It's just you just get up and you flow. And
that
tends to be the best way of approaching any comedic show that you're, you know, presented with. And you go with the theme. If it's a women's program, you know, Women's Day of Prayer, you go in there and you show them, I'm a stripper for Jesus. My oil is holy, my baby. He said dance.
Right.
He never said what kind, you know. They got poles that go to the ceiling. Mine holds on, so because, you know, I'm a plus-size girl. I need something to hold on when I shout. You got to understand how to do these things. So,
right.
Yeah, I told you I'm quiet and shy.
I know it. I could tell.
Yes.
Okay. So now tell me, now you have many things that you do. You act and you used to sing and all that good stuff. What is your niche?
Okay, when you find it, you let me know.
I'm asking you, sister.
Because there is nothing that I've been confronted with outside of jumping double dutch that I can't do.
Wow, that's a good answer. I like that.
I've been presented with a whole lot of stuff. You know, I don't just do makeup. I do special effects makeup. Now, I don't do the bust, you know. But I can do different type of wounds and handle latex, that kind of deal. I'm good at that. When it comes down to modeling, I worked with Harvey Star Washington for 5 years and went from being one of the models. So I was one of the few people he would take on the road to train the girls, you know. And I am one of the only, and he didn't let everybody have his clothes, I'm one of the only models that he would put over his clothes. Even when he worked for Monique, when she had her show, I kept those clothes on hand. And I was able to work with women that were plus size, that were ashamed of themselves. Some of them had low self-esteem. When we first met them, they were very quiet and shy and timid. But you know what?
Like you.
By the time we, I'm quiet and shy all the time. But, you know, when it comes to that part of your life where nobody told me that I was beautiful, nobody told me that what I could do, nobody spoke life into me. You know, we don't know where these different women that was coming to audition, what their walk of life was. But for me, like I said, it was always ministry. So me finding a niche, I don't have one. Because if I'm putting on your makeup, your spirit will tell me what's going on. And the Holy Ghost will talk, you know. And I'm able to then go into a different mode. And it doesn't matter where it is. You know, so that's why I guess you could say my niche My niche is Christ.
That's good.
I don't care what part of the industry I'm in and what I'm being hired to do. It's a job for them. It's an assignment
right.
for me.
That's
so
right.
No,
amen. You preached it now.
I don't have a niche. I'm sorry.
I should ask you to preach. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. What are some of your long-term and short-term goals in any aspect of your life?
I saw that earlier, and I was trying to see how I wanted to answer that. My short-term goals is to be in a position where I can 110% depend off of my talent and not still have to cross over into corporate America and be contracted. Because, you know, I have almost just shy of 30 years of experience as a commercial collector for a lot of Fortune 500 and Fortune $1,000 companies.
Well,
but being Guido bringing in their money is not making me happy.
it's just
money, but it's not what I want to do. So short term is to get to that point where I can be 100% dependent off of the resources that God has given me. And that would be the way I make my ends meet. Now, long term, I see myself in the desert. Yes, God. Can you see it? Let's go to Arizona.
Yes.
Jesus went
yes.
to the desert. He went away from the people. Yes, God,
right.
I see myself retirement. And I've already told my
right.
children I want on my tombstone. She is finally
wow.
resting in the Lord. They like, really, Mom? Yes, because I don't want to work, not even in debt. I
right.
don't want to work. I'm
right,
working
right.
in debt, and that's where I am.
Okay.
So that's my long term is to be able to enjoy my grandchildren and just relax long term and have the fruits of my labor constantly rolling over on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
That is what my desire is. Very
wow.
simple. I'm not real extravagant when it comes down to that.
Okay. Okay. Now, what would you say, or what are the prerequisites of getting into the entertainment and acting world? Because you have all of this experience, what would you say are the top five things?
You have to be serious. And if
right.
you're serious, I tell talents all the time, if you're serious, I'm serious. Let's not waste one another's time.
Amen.
Because it's hard work. Even people that are like, oh, I want to be an extra in your next movie. Okay, but then you asking me, how long I'm going to be here when you just got here?
Right.
Sometimes it's 9-10 hours that we may have
That's
to keep
right.
doing the same thing. You know, but you said you wanted to be an extra. And a lot of times the extras are very extra. God
right.
bless them all, Jesus. Like, whoo. Let me take a minute. I had to reflect. Whoo. Okay, and I'm back.
Uh-huh.
But I have that. I even have those talents that they feel that they're Hollywood. And, baby, you don't have a resume like that, so I know you're not asking me for high dollars.
Right.
You know,
right.
sometimes you have to put in your dues. I tell talents all the time, tithing is more than your finance. You have to tithe
mm-hmm.
your time and your talent.
That's
if
right.
If they are
I agree.
Serious about being in this industry, then definitely one of the things that I expect of them is to do their preparation, do their research, just like with anything else, if you go and you're interested in working for a company, a smart person will go and read up on that company. What do they do? Or what all do they do? Coca-Cola is more than just pop.
Right.
You know, so I would expect them to do the same thing. Do their due diligence and read on what it is they want to be. If they want to be an actor, if they want to be a writer, if they want to be a singer. If they want to be a singer, it's more than just getting up, oh, and you're hearing Rihanna. God bless her. But if you want to be a singer, I would expect you to reach beyond Rihanna and look at someone like Marian Anderson, Leontine Price. If you're going to be a singer, then read the music. Know how to write the music. I respect people like Missy Elliott because the girl not only can sing, but she knows how to read music. She can write. She has the theories. She keeps the money in her pocket because I'm not going to lay the tracks, but I'm going to play the tracks. I'm going to sing on the tracks.
Right.
If you're going to do it, do everything. So people like Kenneth Babyface Edmonds the same way. They're crossover. Talents need to learn how, they don't see the back end. I just want to be on the mic. I want everybody to hear me. Or I want to be on the TV. I want to be in movies. I want to be on the place. They always want to be you, but they don't know what you do to get there.
That's right.
A lot of talents they see are older than what we are. We can play younger parts because we have a look, but our bodies are a lot older than we are, and we've done this for years. And sometimes it takes you getting to your 40s and 50s before you get your big break. I applaud people like Kathy Bates. She was in her 40s before they allowed her to break big in Misery, of all things. Morgan Freeman, he was almost 60 years old. Wesley Snipes, he was, you know, an older adult. These people, they had to be older before they actually broke into the industry and became A and B listers. So I try to teach them in that 5 points is, one, you got to be serious. Do your due diligence. Do your research. Two, have tenacity. Be able to go the long haul and stop trying to find shortcuts. You don't have to sleep your way up to nothing, because sleeping your way up is a quick way of rolling your way out.
Right.
Don't compromise. Be able to invest at least 10% into your career. No, you do not pay thousands of dollars to get into the industry if that's what this agency or whatever may come up to you and approach you at. No, you don't do that. That's something you do on your own. You know, getting your starter headshots or comp cards, whatever the case may be. You have to financially fund yourself in the beginning, and you'll reap that back once you get fine and start getting the work. Don't be lazy. You can't be lazy. So there, when I tell somebody how to prepare, I really want them to be serious about this, and I want them to think body, mind, and spirit.
Right.
There are a lot of talents that get lost in this industry, and they compromise themselves, and they look. You know, we've lost too many that compromise themselves and allow themselves to be in a position that they didn't need to be in. That caused them to be raped or on drugs or trying drugs or, you know, tripped out, committing suicide. You'd be surprised. So those are the things, the lessons that I would teach someone in the beginning. Start at the beginning. Don't try to take shortcuts.
That's right. That's good. Now, Ms. Reed, I know your time is very precious. Do you have anything else you would like to share with us before we conclude the interview?
I don't think I have anything else, Ms. Alfreda. But if y'all want to keep, but if you want to keep up with me, you can always follow me on Just for Entertainment. And that's my handle.
Say that again,
everything.
Sister.
Just,
what'd you say?
Just for entertainment.
Okay.
That's JUS, the number 4, entertainment, all spelled out. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yes.
Okay.
All Periscope. I'm not into that Snapchat. I'll let First Lady Michelle Obama do that.
Okay.
There's something
okay.
wrong about changing my face to look older than I am. Like, do they not understand the color that I go through to get these gray hairs out of my head? I'm good.
Okay. Hey, well, I appreciate your time. I know that you're trying to enjoy your family. Can you do me a favor, though? Can you tell the Reverend Clay Evans I love his ministry and keep up the great work?
I will tell that old man. Do you want him? I'm giving away old folks. Yeah, I can give you him for $2 and I sold my grandmother in for 50 cents.
No, never mind. Just tell him what I said, Miss Reed, please.
Absolutely.
He's my favorite. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would tell the gangster of gospel that you said you love him real hard.
Yes. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and I'm going to stay in touch with you because I love your spirit.
Oh, bless your heart and all your parts.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ms. Reed.
All right. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening in.
All right. Thanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Reed. Be sure to connect with her. And she gave us the site in which to connect with her. So be sure to connect with Ms. Reed just for entertainment. All right? Okay. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to the Afrita Love Show, and I keep saying the, but it's just afritaloveshow.com, and click on #1 Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio, and you can listen to all of the different shows that we have. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, journalists, anyone with a positive community message, please, Facebook Afrita Love at AFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line. What does one line mean? That means unity. You're all on one accord. Pray for whatever it is they need. If they're going in for surgery, if they're going through treatments, if they're going through healing, restoration, if they're going through a storm, pray for them. Call them by name, and God can do everything. I believe it. And then pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and do not forget to pray for yourself. Now, I want to stick a pin right here because I want y'all to listen clearly and listen closely to what I'm getting ready to say. I am continuously reading about incidents with youth. Did you hear what I said? I am continuously reading about accidents, incidents, killings, things of that nature with our youth. I need for everyone to calm down and pray unto God. And I'm being sincere. Continue to watch your children. I can't stress this enough. You don't have to be a parent to know this, ladies and gentlemen. Watch your children. Supervise your children. If you have to go to work, get someone responsible who's going to remain awake until you get home to watch your children. Someone who is patient. You need someone with patience to watch your children. Why do I say patience? Why is patience so important nowadays? Because when people get impatient, they do things and they act out of character because they're so impatient. They're not themselves. So when you hear about all these things that's happening, it's because somebody became impatient, right? People say you have to do stuff with a sense of urgency. Yes, you do, but you have to have patience in that. Okay, it's very important, especially dealing with children, because this is summertime, and guess what? They're going to be with you the whole day. You don't have a break, right? They're going to be with you the whole day. Be patient, all right? Another thing, right? right? You know, we heard about an incident in Houston with two sisters who was shot and killed by their mother. We're praying for that family. We don't know what happened, what transpired, what caused that. But once again, it's very important that if you feel yourself becoming angry, you walk away. You walk away. It's that simple. Instead of doing something that could cause you hurt, harm, and pain for a lifetime, one event can change your whole life. But once again, and this is my plea unto you, I'm telling you, and you'll understand this in some days to come. And every time I say that, every time God shows me that, then here we go. But this summer, practice patience. If you take your children, especially if they're under 18, to the store, right, make sure they get out of the car and go in the store. If you leave an infant or if you leave a baby or if you leave an adolescent can let down the windows, they can, you know, but I'm speaking about the little ones who can't, okay, especially babies, that's who I've been reading about. If you leave those individuals in the car, they're not going to make it because it's too hot. Even if it's cold, they have a better chance of survival, but please don't forget them in the car. I don't know if I need to get a shirt. I don't know if I need to put something on Facebook. I don't know if I need to go to the news. I don't know if I need to write something. Please do not forget them in the car, right? If you're with your grandparents or if you're with someone else, please make sure that you get everybody out the car. Please check, double check the car, even if you have dogs. Please check the car and make sure that everybody's out the car, including yourself. Please. Please make sure of that. And I know this seems very trivial and elementary, but believe it or not, even after this plea, they're going to be somebody. There will be somebody who will say, oh, I forgot. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important that you remain patient with your children, especially the youth, right? They go through this adolescent phase. When they get 19 and 20, they think they're grown, and they're really not. You have to help them think. But at the same time, you have to be patient. Once again, we say we pray for that family. Three lives were lost. Three. When it gets hot, people get angry because it's so hot, and their tolerance level, there's no need for it. Let's make this a calm and relaxing summer. We're not saying be paranoid and keep your kids in the house, and you know, we're not saying that. Walk to the store, we're not saying that. What I'm saying is think. That's it. Think. Whoever you drive to the store, make sure they get out of the car. You be the last person out the car. If you have a pet, whatever you have, it's really too hot for that pet to be in the car, even if you're going in the store and you have the windows down. It's hot. Leave the pet at home where they can get some shade. Okay? Swimming. Swimming. I can't stress this enough. Be careful. Be careful is all I'm going to say. I'm not saying don't go to the pool. I'm not saying don't go swimming. I just said be careful. If you're at the beach, be careful. There are alligators out there. There are snakes. Be careful. If you know you can't swim, either wear a life jacket or don't get in the water. Take pictures of the water. Driving. Here we go again. Make sure that you watch yourself and the next person. Pretend like you're the only one who knows how to drive, and I guarantee you, you'll be careful. You'll watch everything. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. But my real concern, as I said before, is our youth this summer. That's my real concern. I'm very concerned about it, and I'm not joking. I'm not just on this air to hear myself speak. I'm on this air because so many people are listening, and I need you to help me get the word out. This ministry is international. That is true. But I don't want people to listen to this when it's too late, after the fact. Okay? I need everybody to just settle down, calm down. I'm talking to the whole America. Enjoy life. Your kids are home for the summer. Some of them are hard-headed. Some of them are just mannerable. Be patient with them. Pray for them. Take them to church. right? And once again, we're going to pray for their family in Houston, because we know that at some point somebody lost control. We know that because every parent, I believe, loves their children, right? I have a lot of nieces and nephews. I love every last one of them. And I believe that every parent, because that's a stronger bond, a parent and a child, I believe every parent loves their children. Some of them do not know how to take care of their children, but I believe that every parent loves their children. And I do believe there's a spirit of intolerance and a spirit of impatience that overtakes some people, and they do things and they say things and they make mistakes that they'll regret for the rest of their lives. I do believe that. So, from the AfritaLoveShow.com, please take care of these children. Please do that. Yes, I'm an advocate for children. Yes, I believe they need consequences when they make mistakes, but also I believe that they should be safe. Babies are innocent. They can't tell you you left me in the car, especially if they're asleep. They can't tell you that. So I need for some responsible adults to take care of their children this summer. Still, children in the streets. I'm not saying don't let them go outside and play. No, prerogative, you do what you want to do. I'm saying make sure they're safe. That's it. That's my whole spiel. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important. This is an outlet that I have the opportunity to spread this message to so many people. This is my outlet here. This is my spiritual vehicle where I can go anywhere I want to at any time. I can get on this radio ministry at 12 at midnight, and I can say what I need to say, and it will reach many people. But I'm being sincere, and I've gotten off track here because the Spirit is speaking, and we really need to do that. Senior citizens, same way. Make sure that they drink plenty of water. Make sure that, you know, if they say, I'm going to sit in the car, nope, you're going to get out. It's too hot. It's hot. So just take care of the children, the senior citizens. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're remaining healthy. You know, if you're outside, make sure you're watching out for the sun. I mean, I'm just trying to take care of you guys, you know. But as I said before, let's try to make this a safe summer. Let's try to make sure that our youth are taken care of. That's it. All right. Okay. I want to look at a couple of websites here as we move on. Let's go to the afrita.hubpages.com. This particular website here is a website in which I write many different articles. Some people follow on this website, but they usually follow on my other websites. But we have many different articles, such as crime and law enforcement, Christianity, education for kids, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics and political science, and many different other that out. Also, if you go to stellargospelmusic.com, stellargospelmusic.com, you will see a homepage and you will see new music, and we're going to put the new music because I have it in my inventory. New music for June. June's almost finished, but we're going to have new music for June and July. And to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, all you have to do is email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. As you can see, we have Sister Yolanda Adams and we have Pastor Winans. Remember that Sister Yolanda Adams has a coffee line now. And so be sure to support her coffee line. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't drink coffee. All right? But I'm sure if Sister Yolanda Adams put a special touch on it, I'm sure, I'm positive that it's healthy. I'm positive. I'm really positive that it's healthy. Almost certain that it's healthy because she is really into fitness and health. All right? Okay. Now, the AfritaLoveShow.com, we have many different shows. Be sure to check out Miss Cassandra Robertson. She's doing some great things. Look her up on Facebook. She's in Dallas, Texas. You know, book her for your events. She has an anointing on her life. She has a beautiful voice and just a sweet disposition. And she has some things coming up. She does a lot, you know, in the industry and things of that nature. But be sure to check her out. Be sure to support her. And also, if you're in Grand Prairie or if you have a child in Grand Prairie, please check out Miss Solomon's program. She has a great program in Grand Prairie, Texas. Please check her out. And also, if you're in Grand Prairie and you have a radio station or a newspaper, her program needs to get out. And I'm not advocating for this, but I'm just being honest. Her program needs to get out because she does so much for these kids. She and her team, I know, does so much for these students and kids that, I mean, you know, her program needs to be advertised, okay? Now, the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, that's out, so be sure to look out for that. Pastor Kim Burrell, right up the street and around the corner, Houston, Texas, KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. Be sure to check out Pastor Kim Burrell. I believe she's on Sundays as well. Be sure to check her out. She has a phenomenal ministry. You know that she's a gospel artist. So check out Sister Kim Burrell because she has some great things going and some things on the horizon. She's going to be on television and things of that nature. So we're praying for Sister Kim Burrell and others. In addition to that, I want you to check out some of the work here, Friday's Kinfolk Live Stage Show. We put on stage shows and I write scripts and things of that nature, and we're thinking about putting on some more things. But be sure to check that out if you're interested or you need some help or some work or whatever. Then just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I love to advertise. I love to write scripts. You know, I love to be on the set and things of that nature, especially in the summertime or on weekends. So please be sure to email me. Feel free, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, if you need gospel music, if you need gospel artists, then email me. All right? Please contact me for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. Once again, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, there is Miss Cassandra Robertson. Check out her two CDs, So Much and Hold On. All right? Then we're going to construct, and we're still in this process, freetoloveshow.com television. And I'm going to have many clips of many different things that go on as far as projects and events and things of that nature. If you want to advertise your church, once again, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. We're at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco. So please be sure to watch this little snippet so that you can know a little bit more about Great Ebenezer Baptist Church with the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. Now then, if you want to contact me, these are the different methods of contact. If you go to Facebook, that's Facebook Afrida Love, or Facebook Dr. Afrida Imanya Love, or Facebook Afrida Imanya Love, or Instagram Afrida Love, or LinkedIn Afrida Love. Everything's Afrida Love, so just type in Afrida Love and you'll be able to connect with me. About us, as you know, this is an international radio station. That means that we stretch across the way. I have people from Africa, Asia, Japan, United Kingdom, UK, all those different places, Texas, all those different places. And so we expand, you know, and we're continuing to expand. And, you know, we thank God for the platforms. We thank God for what he's doing in our lives. And we continue to ask God for his grace and his mercy. If you're interested on being on the AfridaLoveShow.com, if you click on either one of these shows, and matter of fact, be sure to do that, you will understand the format, and the format is simple, but the questions are different because you guys all have different walks of life, so the questions will deviate a little bit because the questions are solely for you and what God has called you to do. You're on assignment, like Ms. Reed said, you're on assignment. Contact. If you want to contact me, all you have to do is put your name, email, subject, and message, and please click the submit button. If you do not click the submit button, I will not be able to speak with you because I would not have received your information. For the services, as you know, this is a gospel and it's a radio station, okay? And we do a lot of media, a lot of publicity, PR, things of that nature, award shows, we put on events, we speak, we have a spiritual guide that we're going to talk about a little bit later, and also we have blogs and things of that nature. Events around the world, as of September the 11th, we're going to have the gigantic gospel concert. We're going to have Tasha Cobbs, Pastor Burrell, Pastor Taylor, we're going to have all these other individuals at the World Harvest Outreach Church. Please be sure, if you're in the Houston area, which is right up the street and around the corner, support these ladies in ministry. Support them, because I'm going to write about this particular event. And I'm glad that this event is up in the day, which is great. So be sure to support these events, and we're going to have other events as well. Now then, if you go to, now this is the website where everything is. If you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com. This is the hub for Lottie Dottie Everybody. everything, okay? You'll see a big welcome sign because that's just the disposition that I have. I love to welcome people. I love for people to feel comfortable, right? Once people feel comfortable, then you can have comfortable conversations. And what I mean by that is you can get to know the person and, you know, you can get to, besides know the person, you can also understand and have more knowledge because people are comfortable sharing things with you. Now, the radio number is 347-843-4981. Listen, 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 listen. Many of you, there are many of you who are on the line right now. We have so many people who come on the AfridaLoveShow.com. I mean, we have actors, actors, pastors. We have teachers, ministers, preachers. I mean, we have some of the best. And these individuals come on the ministry. If you would like to, you may ask a question at the end of the interview. That is up to you because this is your knowledge. You want to take this back. Some of you want to be gospel artists. Some of you want to be actors and actresses, radio hosts, things of that nature. Take advantage of this information because I am. Take advantage of this information. And that's why we reach out to these different individuals and we attend different events and we're media because we want to know about these events and I want to share this knowledge with you. So be sure to check that out. Now then. It's almost time for us to change pictures with our actors, actress, publicists, and all that good stuff. But this is the AfridaLoveShow.com. This is entertainment and media. We're ranked number one self-starter radio nationally. All right? Be sure to check out all of these individuals on this page. They are doing some great things. Support what they're doing, you know, and we really appreciate each and every one of them. If you have an artist or publicist or anyone that you would like highlighted, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Come, all right? Right here, Bounce TV, BT Gospel, and some of these other entities are entities who allows us, the front page firm, who allows us or gives us the opportunity to understand what is going on in the entertainment field, and we're able to support and we're able to do some PR and things of that nature. All right, the AfridaLoveShow.com. Once again, this is an outlet for conversation around the world, and when I say people all around the world, I mean people all around the world. We had someone from Africa this morning contact me about different CDs and things of that nature. So be sure to check that out, okay? Be sure to check it out. But we love to capture events such as award shows, school news by way of radio, communication. We love to do that. So please be sure to check us out. TheStellarGospelMusic.com, if you have a booking request, if you see any of these artists and you have a booking request, then please be sure to put your email, name, message, and who it is, and you have to click the submit button. That's the only way I'm going to be able to contact you. If you want to be a guest on the radio, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on AfridaLoveShow.com, this national radio show. Building a brand, right? Spirituality. Here is our life map, and here is one of the courses. I just gave you an example. If you want to be in the course, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. It's a free course. Speaker showcase. So far we have two speakers, and we are building our speaker showcase. This is kind of like a showcase so that you can see what we're doing. Of course, we have gospel legends, and we're going to add to their websites. We have community journalists. You have Sister Joy Reed. She's with MSNBC. She highlights all of the political things. Please follow her. Stay up to date with what's going on nationally, as well as Miss Goldie Taylor. She has a lot of great news that's going on all around the world. And so she's based in Atlanta, but her news spreads abroad. Then, of course, we have the AfridaLoveShow.com, which is a national radio show. Be sure to tune in to Dr. Love as well. For the authors, we have one book here, but we have several authors, and we're going to add those books. And then, of course, events. We're going to add those events. Now then, I want you to go to this partner store, and it's entitled ilovebargains.com. Ilove, B-A-R-G-A-I-N-Z.com. When you get to ilovebargains.com, go to gospel. Go to gospel. All right. Radio host and anyone who loves gospel music, please go to this particular site. You will get the best prices. You will get the best prices for any type of gospel CDs that you want to add to your rotations. You will get the best prices as well as your supporting our gospel artists. Now then, one of the things I want you to take notice of is you will get a special discount from Amazon just from coming to this particular site. And so be sure to visit ilovebargains.com. That is not on this particular website, then you're going to need to get your artist on this website because many people see this particular website. And not only that, there's a bookstore, there's a movie store, there's audio and visual store, video game store, toys game store, home and garden software, and then you can search Amazon for anything else you would like to search Amazon for. But if you're a radio station or if you really love gospel, then please support these gospel artists and buy their merchandise. You know, I know that during many different events we ask for the MP3s, which is great, but let's also support them by buying their CDs as well. All right? Okay. Now then, also, if you go to, I want you to look at some pages here on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and click on Love Lift Jesus Ministries. Love Lift Jesus Ministries. This is one of my fan base pages. You will see many things on these pages, such as you will see different auditions. You will see announcements about the radio station. You will see just a lot of information. So please be sure to check out. It's called Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Love Lift Jesus Ministry. All right? Now, if you go to Love's Media and Event Coverage, Love's Media and Event Coverage, this will be the page where I will have most of the CDs for the gospel artists. If you go to this page, I will have the CDs for the gospel artists. This is also the page where you can reference so that you can see which CD or which movie or things of that nature you would like to support or pay for if you would like. Now, so this right here will be the page where we will put all of the gospel music, whether it's legendary or whether it's new music. The Love's Media and Event Coverage page will have all of that information. Love's Media and Event Coverage page. Now then, if you go to Love's Comedy and Entertainment, this will be a particular page filled with all of the shows that I'm going to have, as well as anything with entertainment, such as casting calls. If I have a casting director who alerts me or calls me and say, hey, I have this particular part, can you please put it out there, then I will do that. But in the meantime, this particular page, the Love's Comedy and Entertainment page, will be for information and also casting information, okay? All right, let's see what else we have. I got to have faith. I got to have faith. All right, this particular page will be for any type of media events or any type of interviews or any type of award shows or new artists who are coming out. That's what this page will be for. I got to have faith. Because anytime we put out any new project, we have to have faith. So just remember that. If you're a gospel artist and you submit your things to me, then I'm going to promote you on this page. This, once again, this is an international radio station. All I have to do is link these pages with my international website, and you will have many individuals who will be able to see your great works. I want to thank all of you from all around the world who has participated and just been very supportive as far as giving me your information and as far as supporting these gospel artists. And so I'm going to keep you up to date with what's going on, the things that we have, and I want you to also keep me up to date. So, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, we're going to have our needs and wants. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus. to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.